Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Aleph. We are up to Sif Yud Gimel. We are on the end of page Ayin Tes. We are about to turn on to page 158. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Gimel, Lo Yetze Hazov Bikish Sha'usa Lahatzilo Mezivaso Shelo Yitanef Ba. A Zov, which is a person who has some stuff coming out of the bottom side of his body, is not aware of this certain kiss that they make to save him from getting dirty from the ziva that comes out. V'chein isha nido shekosheres begel lefaneo shelo tislachlech bidam nidusa. Also, an isha that's a nida, that ties some kind of beged around her, in front of her, so she should not get dirty from her dam nida. Asura lotzeis bo. She cannot go out with this beged in lo yehe sinar asui kein malbush, unless it's made like an apron, like a real malbush. If it's just there to block the damnida or the ziva, it's not allowed. But if it's made into a malbush, then it's allowed. Aval im kosharto kidei shelo yichavlo. However, if you're tying on this item in order that you shouldn't be pained from the dam, shelo yichavlo hadam velo titzdar, and it shouldn't cause her pain, mutter lotzesbo. So if it's just to protect her that she shouldn't get dirty, then it's not allowed to go out with this item. However, if it's being tied on not to prevent from getting dirty, but rather to prevent pain, that the dam could dry up and cause pain, then it is mutter to go out with this item. Explains the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Memches Lo Yetze Hazov. The Derech Hotzo Hu Leish Zebuchol. This is the way a Zov will normally go out during the week. The Afal Pikein Lo Mikri Zeb B'Shem Albush. Still, it's not called the Shem Albush. Do Asui Rak Lahatzilu Mitinov. Since it is only made to save him from getting dirty, that is not considered a garment. V'chol Atzule Mitinov Masuihu. Anything that you were wearing to save yourself from getting dirty, that is called a load which you can't go out with on Shabbos. Im lo shehu malbush gomer. Unless the thing that's there to prevent you from getting dirty is a full malbush, then it would be mutter. Like we'll see shortly in Sif Yudalud. Sif katan mem tes, the zov should not go up a kiss. V'hu adinim kosher matlis bepsila shel kova kidei lekaneach bo einav aser. So too, if a person wants to tie some kind of cloth to a hatband in order to wipe his eyes, that is also usser, because again, that's also to prevent tinuf, and that's considered usser. Sivkata nun taplan on page 158. We said, unless you're wearing some sort of apron that's like a malbush, then it's mutter. So says the Mishnah Berurah, milfaneh mulacharea. This is a malbush that guards the nida in the front and the back. Ke'ein mechnasayim below shulaim. It's like a pair of pants that doesn't have the bottom, but it surrounds her whole body. Dekevan dederach malbushu mutter b'chol gavni. Since it's being worn, dederach malbush, so then it's mutter in all cases, like we'll see shortly in Sif Yudalid. Avakashilu faneh levad. But if this item that is blocking the dam nida is only in the front, O Shehima Acharebovad, or it's only in the back, the Kosharto Buritsuas Lefaneha, and it's being tied with straps in the front, Bechiagavna Lo Mikri Malbush Vasser. In that case, it's not called a Malbush and it is Usser. Sivkaton Nun Aleph, but if it's being put on, Shelo Yichav, so she shouldn't be pained, Hainu Shelo Yipol Al Bisara, so the dam should not fall on her flesh, v'yisyabish aleha, and it will dry out on her, v'nimtza mitzara, and it's going to turn out that it's causing her pain, ulakach mutter, therefore it's permissible. Dekevan shekavanoso bishil tzar, since her intention of wearing this garment outside is because preventing pain, afilu nitzelas ayidei zem mitinof gamkein, even if it also, by the way, saves her from getting dirty, derech malbushu, that's called the derech malbush, kishar malbushim shem asuyim hagonas hagufu mutter. It's like any other garment that's there to protect the body, which is mutter. To summarize, Sif Yud Gimel, we're talking about a zav or a nida, but really this is a general idea. Anything that you're wearing just to protect your body from getting dirty, so then you're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos, unless it is a complete malbush. So then it is mutter, even if it is there to prevent you from getting dirty, as we'll see right now in Sif Yudalid. The other point is, if it's not there to prevent you from getting dirty, but it's there for some reason to prevent pain, so then it is permissible. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yudalid. Dover shu derech malbush, something that's being worn in a regular way, a regular derech malbush. Afilu im eino lov sho elo mishum atzule tinuf. Even if you're only wearing it to prevent you from getting dirty, mutter lotzeis lo b'shabbos, then you can go out with it on Shabbos. This is what we were discussing in Sifir Gimbal. Here it is in Sifir Dalet. That's something that's derech malbush, even though it's only there to save you from getting dirty, that is permissible. The Ramah says, v'lochein, therefore mutter lilbosh beged b'pnei ha'geshamim. Therefore, you can wear a special garment to protect you from the rain, o kova al rosho, or a hat on your head. Aval usr liisha liten beged al tzi'ifa mipnei hageshamim. But if an isha is wearing a tzi'if, which is some kind of head covering, she can't put a small beged on top of it to prevent the rain. De'ein zeh derech malbush, that's not being worn, derech malbush, that's not a regular garment, and therefore that is not permissible. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katanim Beis, in Eino Lov Show, this is the Mechaber that said, Dover Shehuderach Malbush, even if you're not wearing it except to protect you from getting dirty, that's Mutter. Ratzalomra means to say, Shelov Show Milamala Al Begodov. You're wearing it on top over your clothing, Kidei Shelo Yitonfu, so your clothes should not get dirty. Afal Pikein Mutter, still it's permissible. That's like a raincoat. You're wearing a raincoat, it's a regular garment, even though you're only wearing it to prevent getting wet. So that's only to protect from getting dirty, so it's mutter, because a raincoat is a regular garment. Umash siyam achakach ba'agod, that which the Ramah ends off afterwards and says, beged mipnei hageshom okova, for example, wearing a garment because of rain or a hat, hainu gamkein afilu shemosef lilbosh beged milamalu l'begodav rak mipnei hageshomim. That's also talking about this case, that you're only adding the extra garment over your regular garments in order to prevent the rain from getting onto you. And if not for the rain, you wouldn't be wearing it. You're only doing it to protect yourself from the rain. That's mutter. It's a garment that's very thick. It's like a sackcloth. You would never wear it. Otherwise, it's only for the rain. The case of the Ramah, you wear a kova because of the rain, is also that you're wearing your larger hat over your smaller hat to prevent the rain. But it's a regular garment. It's really a hat. If only so you shouldn't get dirty. Afal pikein shari, even though these things are permissible, kevan shuderach malbush. So the Mishnah Berurah is explaining that the Ramah is giving these examples of wearing a rain garment over your regular garments just to prevent tinuf, or you're wearing some kind of rain hat over your regular hat to prevent tinuf, that is going to be permissible. Now, in note number 44, I don't know if this is like old fashioned already. Now that the Shane coat is out and everyone has Shane coats, but there used to be something called a hat cover, a little plastic thing that just went over a hat that someone wore on Shabbos. So he's going outside with his rain hat. Are you allowed to wear that on Shabbos? There's a lengthy discussion in note number 44, and it gets into rubbers at the end. So let's look at note 44 for a moment, and then we'll continue the Mishnah Berurah. Veloseis im kisui nylon ala kova b'nei hageshomim, to wear some nylon covering over your hat because of the rain. So the Chazon Ish says that it's aser. V'chein kosav the Minchas Yitzchok and the Or Letzion she'ein hakisui nechshav derech malbush. That hat cover is not called derech malbush. U'memela aser lotzeis imo letzorech atzolas tinuf hakova. Therefore, you are not allowed to wear it outside just to protect your hat from getting dirty. V'chein das agon of this in Kerelitz. The Minchas Yitzchak adds on she'im lovish es hakisui kidei shakova lo yirtov legamri. But, says the Minchas Yitzchak, if you're wearing the hat cover so your hat shouldn't get drenched, the yichderu mei hageshom l'rosho, and if it gets drenched, the rain is going to go through your hat to your head, so then, nech sheves levisha zu ketzorach minias tzara gufa muteres. Then it's mutter. In other words, it's a very important thing. If it's only to protect your hat, so then it's not allowed to carry it outside. But if it's there to protect your hat, because otherwise the hat's going to get drenched and it's going to get you soaked and it's going to cause you pain, so then he says it would be permissible. Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, Sha'osr lotzeis im kisui akova, you can't go out with this hat cover. Ach mitam acher, he brings a different reason. Sha'ladaito einechshav derech malbush eladover shemosev kisui v'hakona laguf. Something is only called a malbush if it's there to add a covering or a protection for your body. He says again, the hat cover is not protecting your body any more than the hat. That which the Ramah, the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the hat on top of a hat, That's when the outer hat is larger than the inner hat, like the lush of the Mishabura. More of your head is covered. It's a bigger hat. Then it's going to be okay. But just a hat cover that is snug on the hat, it's not adding anything extra. So Rav Moshe says that's a problem. Me'idach, on the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes, if it's a place that when it stops raining, they're not makpid to take their hat covers off right away, so then Mutter Lotzei Simo, he says you can go out with it. He says, since it's made exactly like the measurements of the hat, and it's attached to it very tight, so batalhu lakova, it's considered batal to the hat, and it's considered derech malbush. Skip down to the next paragraph. He talks about wearing rubbers on shul, on Shabbos when there's no Erev. V'lotzeis ba'ar dalayim. So the Beis Shlomo writes, Chenkos v'adas Torah and the Yad Yitzchok, She'ein ligor b'yad ha'mekilim v'zeh, not to scream at those who are mekil. L'fi she'esh la mamalis, will they have what to rely on to wear rubbers on Shabbos? Achosta b'yazon. She'im har dalayim eino muhudakos l'na'al of hetev. If the rubbers or the boots are not attached to your shoes well, so then, yesh lasser lotzeis, and then you should aser going out with them. Kashem yiplu mi al nala v'yavulotatlan. They might fall if you come to carry it. Meidach, on the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, shemuter lotzeis rak ba'ar delayim shasuyos gam l'chamimus aguf. Again, only if it's there also to add heat to your body, so then it's mutter. Again, if the reason you're wearing the rubbers or the boots is so that when your shoes get soaked, it doesn't penetrate into your feet and cause you pain, so then it will be mutter, and that's kishitasa la'el, like he said before, she'ein dover nechshav derech malbush elo kishemose kisui al shmiras gufo. So only if it's coming to protect something about your body, then it's permissible. Vaitu in the Mishaburas, the last case of the Ramah was a woman who has a head covering and she puts a little piece of garment on top of it. That's not allowed. If it's not a way of a malbush, it's just sitting there on top of her head, on top of her head covering, a piece of linen garment, that's not allowed. But if it really wraps around gam ktsas megufo, also part of her body, so then havi derech malbush, then that head covering, the cover of the head covering is derech malbush v'shari afshu latzulei tinuf, and like the mechaber is saying over here, that will be mutter even though it's only to protect you from tinuf. Kemosha kosov la'el v'afilim hu beged garua kasak, even if it's a low grade garment like a sack, like we'll see later in Sifchav Aleph. V'shari af la'ashirus, this is mutter also for wealthy women. Kevon de la'anios chazi, since it's fit for poor people, it's mutter for wealthy people as well. Choshev gam la'ashirus malbush, is considered a malbush for everyone. Sifkota nundalin, we said ein zed derech malbush, that's why this beged over the tzeif is not allowed. V'im kavanosa shelo yitzaru osa hageshamim. But if the reason she's wearing this covering is so the rain shouldn't cause her pain, like we've been saying all along, shari b'chol inyan, that's always mutter. Av shememela nitzelas ayideza mitinov begadeha. Even though it's also protecting her clothes from getting dirty, but lemaisa, it's saving her from pain, and like we saw already a few times, that is mutter. Ubelvad shetikshireni off, as long as it's tied on well and there's no chash, she's going to fall off and she's going to pick it up and come to carry it. Sifkotun and hey malbush valkein osr l'ish l'chasos akova bifat shela. Therefore, a man can't cover his hat with some kind of handkerchief. Says the mechaber vayter sif tesvov. Ein hakiteya. A kiteya is an amputee. This is a person who has his leg that is cut off and they're making a fake leg that he puts the top of his thigh inside that leg. Eina kiteya yotze bekavshlo. He cannot go out with his fake leg. Dahainu shaose kimin defush shel regel. They make a form of a leg. V'chokek bo ma'at, and they carve out a little hole in the middle. Losum rosh shoko besocho. They can put the tip of his thigh inside that fake leg. The eino ose zela halich, but very important, this fake leg is not made for walking purposes. Sha'alko ponim tzarech ulamaklo. Even though he has the fake leg, he still needs his stick or his crutches to walk. Elo kavanoso kedei shelo yeroe chaser regel. He only has his fake leg, so he shouldn't look like someone who doesn't have a leg. Elo nechei regel. He should look like he's crippled, but not that he's missing a leg. Kevan de eino tzarech ilucho aser. Since it's not really to help him walk, it's going to be usser. So here it's very clear, if it will be to help him walk, we'll see later, that would be mutter. But this fake leg is just so he's not embarrassed that he's missing a leg, so instead he limps along with the fake leg, but it's not really helping him walk, he still needs his cane or whatever else he has to help him walk. It's only there so he doesn't look like an amputee, so that's going to be forbidden, and we'll see why in the Mishabura. Says the Mishabura, Kevin de Eno, Hainu, the Alkein Chayshina Dilma Mishalof Meraglov Asil Asir Daramas. We're afraid it might come out. He's not really using it for walking, so therefore it might not be on so well. It might fall off, and he might come to carry it Daramas Misharabim, and therefore it's Asir. Siv Tezayin. Two other examples of an amputee. Kiteya She'enu Yochel Lelech Klal. This is a person who has both legs amputated Lo'aleinu. He's not able to walk at all Al Shokov on his thighs. Ela Yoshev Al Kisei. So he's sitting on a chair. Ukeshenekar Min Mekomo Nismach Al Yodav. He picks himself up by his hands. He pushes down, picks himself up by his hands. Vi Al Shokov, and on his thighs a little bit. Vinitchav Lefanov, and he pushes forward. Va'osa samocho shel or o'etz l'roshe shokov o'raglav hatluyim. So when he's sitting down, his feet are really just hanging in the air, and he makes something on the bottom out of leather or out of wood that goes in the bottom of his feet, but a lot of the time it's just hanging, and the ikir, when he's pushing himself forward, he's using his hands, a little bit of help with his thigh, with these things that are attached. Ukeshu nishan al yadav. When he is leaning on his hands, va'oker atzmo, and he is uprooting himself to move forward, nishon gam al raglov ktsas. He only leans on the feet, on his thighs, a little bit. So then, ein yotzim behem b'shabbos. Then he can't go out with these things on his feet on Shabbos. Because again, they're not really the ikker thing that's helping him move. It's really ikker by his hands. A little help from the feet, that's not good enough. He can't go out with it on Shabbos. Da aidid etzluyim. Since a lot of the time they're hanging in the air, v'lomanchi ha'aron, they're not resting on the ground, zimnin d'mishtalfei. Sometimes they're going to fall off. Aval b'kisei v'savsalim ha'ketanim she'biyodo mutilotzeis. But if he has some kind of chair or cushions under his hands, so that's mutter to go out with, because that's what he really uses to walk and to move around. There's the ones on his hands, so those he's allowed to go with, but the ones on his feet that are not really being used so much, he's not allowed to go with. That's case number one. Case number two, Kiteya Bishtei Raglov, a person again who is an amputee with both legs, Umahalech Al Shokov, this person has partial legs that he's able to go on his legs and walk with the partial legs that he has. As opposed to the last case where he was really moving himself with his hands bicker, here he's basically on his legs moving along that way. Umahalech Al Shokov V'Al Akavosov, he's able to walk on his shok and his knees. So that for the bottom part of his leg, he's making some kind of leather bottoms. So Yotze ben b'Shabbos, since he's really walking on those leather pads, so then he is allowed to keep them on Shabbos. Again, the first case, he's really sitting in a chair, pushing himself with his hands, a little help with his shok, his feet. And therefore the pads on his feet are not allowed, most of the time they're hanging. This person is basically walking around on his knees, he's really crawling, and he puts under his knees some kind of pads. So those pads are what he's walking on, so that's going to be mutter. Before we see the Ramah, let's just stop till there and see the Mishabura, because then he switches gears. Sivkotu nun zayin, v'sav salam ha'ktanim shebiyodav. In the first case, those sav salam that he had that were by his hands were mutter. Hainu shenishan aleim. He leans on those be'eshen nidchav lefanav as he pushes himself forward. Vishari, that's permissible. The hudumya dechigir imakal besif yodzayim. That is similar to the case that we'll see in Mitzvah tomorrow night with any crippled person that is walking with a cane. So that's mutter. That's what he needs for walking. So here also he needs this for walking, so it's permissible. Sivkata nunches. This is going on the case where the person was on his knees and he's leaning on his knees. He can go out with those knee pads on Shabbos. Delo shaya kan dilma mishtalfi. We're not worried they're going to fall off. That's how he's walking. So he is allowed to keep those on. Back to the Ramah now in the third to last line on 158. V'chein mutter lotzeis b'minal shel eitz sha'regel nichnas bo. A regular person is allowed to go out with wooden shoes that his foot is in. V'leka lomecha sheyipo. We're not worried that the wooden shoes are going to fall off. V'chein b'pantanish, and so too by slippers, as we'll see, the mishtalfi b'mehera u'memela. Even though they're able to fall off quickly and automatically, you're allowed to go out with slippers as well. V'yesh machmirin v'ostrim. It says the Ramah, some are machmir and they ask going outside with slippers on Shabbos. Next point. A person should not walk barefoot on Shabbos in a place where it's not the normal way to walk barefoot. A person should not go out on Shabbos the same way he goes out during the week, bilti davar acher, without having some additional garment, sheyiskor al yado shu Shabbos. That through that extra garment, he realizes it's Shabbos, v'lo yavo l'chalo, and that'll prevent him from being l'chal Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kata Nun Tes, you are allowed to go out with wooden shoes, hainu. That means to say, af agav she'im bo or klal, we're talking about wooden shoes that are all wooden, and there's no leather on them at all. Afilu hachi mikri minal, still they are called shoes and they're mutter. However, va'ayin bebir agro u'prim regadim shehikshu mihadal akamon simit tofrei shudei sebeiz. Look in the bir agro and the prim regadim, we ask a kasha on this, that you're saying wooden shoes are called shoes from Hilchos Yom Kippur. De mashma de dafka b'mechupa or milamala. There it is clearly mashma that dafka wooden shoes that are covered with leather on top get a din of shoes. Aval shel eitz levad lo chashav mino. But over there in Hilchos Yom Kippur, wooden shoes are not called shoes. You're allowed to wear them on Yom Kippur. That's not called a mino. Va'ayin shom bebir hagro mashetiris bezel liyashiv das v'shulchanorach l'chalik ben Shabbos yom ha-kipurim. Look over there, the bir hagro, how he's mechalik between one din on Shabbos that wooden shoes are called shoes, and Yom Kippur that wooden shoes are not called wooden shoes. Are not called shoes. Aval mikomakom l'din ha-mashma d'betzadeh ka-ramban. However, aloch l'maisa, it's mashma that he's going like the Ramban. D'shel eitz levad lo choshev mino aflin yin Shabbos. That shoes that are wooden are not considered shoes. Not for Yom Kippur, you can wear them. Not for Shabbos, you would not be allowed to wear them outside. Sivkoton samach v'chein bit pantanish. So to his slippers. Hainu mashakorim bil shonenu pantafil. Which the two by the Targum says, nalei bias, they're slippers. The afa gav the mishtalfi b'meheru b'meila, even though they fall off very easily. Hainu ayidei chalitza b'yadayim, through taking it off with your hands alone, ubelo ataras kesha, you don't have to untie anything, they come off very easily. Mikomoko still. Keva ne mechupa or, since they are covered with leather, these slippers are covered with leather, hum mehuduk tzas, is considered tightened a little bit. Velo chayshinan dilma yiplu v'asi lasi, we're not afraid they're going to come off and you come to carry them. Since they have leather, so it goes a little tighter, not like wooden shoes that don't go tight, these go tighter, and therefore, it's mutter. Sifkotan sama'alach v'yesh machmir, and to those who are machmir, hainu bepantanish, that's talking about the slippers. Umitam, and the reason is, dilma mishtilif, they might fall off. V'atazla kamon b'sif mem kosav, the lo chayshin and lazer. The Taz writes later on that we're not choshish for this. The ha ein derech leilich yochay b'shus harabim. A person doesn't normally walk around barefoot outside of Shabbos, so therefore we're not worried if they fall off. You're going to start carrying them. If they fall off, you're going to put them right back on. You're not going to carry them. V'atosefes Shabbos mifakfek tzas b'dvarav. V'atosefes Shabbos takes issue a little bit with his words. Ayin sham v'nirid b'makom refesh b'vaday ein lahaka. Walking in a place where it's very dirty, for sure one should not be lenient because we're worried that the dirt is going to cause the slippers to fall off and you might come to carry them. Ach l'kuli alma im shachach v'yotza behem l'sharabim. According to everyone, if one forgot and he went out b'sharabim with the slippers that maybe he shouldn't go out with, ein tzarech la'asiran, he does not need to remove them. Ella mahalich behem ad shemagiel abeso. Rather, he walks with these slippers until he reaches his house. V'chein adin b'chol hani shasurim mishum da'asi la'asuye. And so too is adin by anything that we've been discussing that is not supposed to be worn because you might take it off on Shabbos. If a person is wearing it, he doesn't have to take it off in the middle of his walking. He's allowed to continue walking to his house wearing those items. Sifkatan samach beis b'mokom shein derech. We said in Ramah that one should not walk barefoot on Shabbos in a place where it's not the derech to walk barefoot. Even in a place where it is normal to walk barefoot during the week, b'Shabbos yulbash min olim. On Shabbos, one should wear shoes. Kedei sheyiskor shu Shabbos. So we should have a reminder that it's Shabbos. Even if they normally walk around barefoot on Shabbos, you should wear shoes. It's a reminder that it's Shabbos. Ubebach isa degam yesh bazem mishum onik Shabbos. The Bach says wearing shoes is also onik Shabbos, and therefore it's a second reason you should wear shoes. And no 47, he says in Afkamin, if the shoes are hurting your feet, it's not onik Shabbos, it's not geshmak, but it will remind you that it's Shabbos. So that would be an Afkamin if the shoes are not comfortable. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, v'hu adin de v'yom tov tzarech lizar b'zeh, so to on Yom Tov, you have to be careful to wear shoes as well for this reason. The oneg Shabbos v'yom tov shavim, oneg Shabbos, oneg Yom Tov are the same. So if you have to wear shoes for enjoyment of Shabbos, you have to wear it also for the enjoyment of Yom Tov. V'ayin simen beis, tegam b'chol midas tznius hu shelo yelech yochif. Way back in Siman Beis, we wrote that even during the week, it is a midah of tznius not to walk around barefoot. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow with Sif Yud Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.